Well, check this out. Adirondack Theater Festival is having a major new event on October 21st and 22nd. It's the Adirondack Film Festival, featuring over 30 of the best new national and international films. The inaugural event will take place on 5 movie screens in 4 locations in downtown Glens Falls, allowing ATF to expand community programming outside of the regular summer theater schedule. So this is all very exciting. So the film festival is going to show feature films and short films and web series and children's films and documentaries. In addition to film screenings, the festival will include panel discussions and meet and greet events, parties and Q&As with the filmmakers and casts. The festival will also, and I think this is really, really neat, we'll feature a contest where local actors, directors, writers.
I'm going to correct you there.
No, is that not right?
That's an old release.
All right, hold on. All right, we're going to take that up. Is that not happening anymore?
It's not happening.
All right. So you know what? There's still cool stuff happening.
No, there's still plenty. I've actually got, man, that's an old release, so I've got so much more information to tell you about.
Nah. Let's just take that out of there. We'll throw that out. Okay, so what's the new... by the way, Chad Rabinowitz is the festival director. He's with us to tell us what else is cool going on. Good morning. See, that's why we need you here. Otherwise,
that's
press releases be damned.
Yeah,
okay,
you know,
go ahead.
That actually, so that press release was also written a while back when it was more my idea. So that 30 films is now 65 films.
Oh, Jesus. So everything's wrong on this.
Hey, no, but things are good. But everything else is absolutely true.
Okay.
And now I realize there's so much more exciting news than you even know about. So,
well, that's
we're
great.
We're going to have some fun.
Fantastic. Very, very nice. So you have the festival going on. You've got 60 films. So how did it burgeon to that?
Well, this thing, we got support from the city. We started realizing that we were this niche in an area that didn't have that a film festival of our size. We are a unique organization. There's no other professional theater organization in the country that produces a sizable film festival like this. So all of a sudden, we started getting a whole ton of submissions, and we got a whole lot of audience interest. And so it just grew and grew, and we started getting some more names who wanted to come in. And this has become, in year one, no longer the baby step into a big festival, but just a big festival.
Okay, so I have no idea what's happening. So how does this all unfold over just 2 days then?
Well, so... in the 5 screens, in the 4 locations, you can walk everywhere, and there'll be a film pretty much shown from 11 a.m. to about 11 p.m. for both days at all the different screens. So you just have a ton of things that you can do. There's some highlight things happening. For example, we're doing a 30th anniversary screening of Hoosiers, one of my favorite films growing up, with the director of that film. David Anspaugh is going to fly in and be with us for a Q&A afterwards.
Very cool.
So that's pretty darn cool. We've got a couple of other headliner films. Don't Think Twice, the new Mike Birbiglia film with co-star Tammy Sager is going to be here. She's a writer for Girls now on HBO. An extremely funny person, wrote for 30 Rock, one of my favorite episodes, actually. She wrote for 30 Rock. So she'll be there for a Q&A after that one. We've got Swiss Army Man with Paul Dano and Daniel Radcliffe showing as another headliner. And Trespass Against Us and Girl Asleep are our See It Before Sundance features, which means you're going to be able to see them here before you could even see them in Sundance Film Festival or other major film festivals. So that's a pretty big deal, too.
Yes. Now, you have some cool panels. And you mentioned, tell me about the Comedy Writers Panel.
So that's even growing as we speak. There's this thing just keeps happening. I can't even announce it yet, but
I'm tweeting it for
exactly.
God's sakes.
We think we've just landed one of the, if not the largest name in late night comedy writing is going to join us, but I can't even say that yet. So we'll get there. But Tammy's going to be on that panel. We have Layla, who writes for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and we have Ashton Nicole Black, who's writing for Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, and we have Ryan McKee, who just won an Emmy for his writing on The Late Late Show, James Corden. All of these people, impressive. Yeah, and then hopefully this one other person, all for this mystery person, all for a comedy writers panel, which is cool. We're going to also have David Anspaugh teamed up with a prominent stage director to talk about a panel of directing for the stage versus the screen, which will be very insightful. And so you get those educational opportunities along with nonstop fun of films.
So you have screens at your place at the Wood Theater, and then the Crandall Library, the Queensbury Hotel, and then 190 Grill.
Yep, there's two screens there.
One and two.
Yeah.
So, and as you said, all within walking distance. It's like within a circle when you just go around and can see everything.
Yeah, it's one of the nice, rare opportunities for a film festival.
So how did this all come together? As you said, you wanted a film festival of this size, although it does seem that the size is growing as we speak. But but that's good, right? That's all good.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, it's great for the audience. There's so much to do in downtown Glens Falls. I mean, you were there this summer, and it's a wonderful place to be, and our goal is to just drive more and more business to the downtown area. And this, I tell people all the time, this was never a pet project. I didn't come in thinking, oh, man, I've always wanted to do a film festival. It was actually born out of the community. All of a sudden, 190 Grill bought out Amy's, and then those two screens existed, and I started looking around and seeing these film screens everywhere, and people started asking me about it, and so it was built out of the resources of the community, and you know what Glens Falls is capable of.
And it's a great time to do it. It's a beautiful time of year to come to the region, and so now as far as getting the people here, that has proved to be, I mean, that's always challenging, but it seems like you've done a great job.
Well, thank you. I mean, we, for the Summer Theater Festival this year, was another massively record-breaking year. I mean, 2 years ago, we had 5,700 people attend in our summer. This year, we had 9,143 people come to the festival. We've doubled our subscribership in that time as well. So we have a lot of people coming, but you've got to wait from August all the way back to the end of June for our festival to start. So I was trying to come up with things that we can do to forward our mission, which is, you know, our slogan is see something new. Every time before every show, that's what I tell people. It's time to see something new. And now that brand just extends from plays to films. Now you get to see new films, and some of them here first.
With the films, talk a little bit about some of the highlights. You mentioned a few. There's some things that, well, many things you'd really have no other opportunity to see around here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things that I think we have a niche for, there's a lot of film festivals in the country, and one of them, what makes us unique is that we're this theater that's putting on a film festival. And so down the line, how I see us is being able to be that place that premieres your Moulin Rouges or, you know, Hamilton movies, which I'm sure is happening.
Yeah.
You know, or when Wicked comes.
Or damn well better.
Yeah, we're all waiting for it. So Girl Asleep, which is one of our headliner films, is actually a play that started in Australia and was recently turned into a film. The same artistic director of that theater was the director of the film, and it is, you know, going to be showing with us. I believe it's making its U.S. premiere in one location 1 week prior. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's true.
We're not to quote you on anything. Yet, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Don't quote anything I write down to you a couple months earlier. So again, you're going to be able to see that. You'll be among the first ever to see that film, right here in Glens Falls. And it also ties into who we are. Don't Think Twice is the same thing. Don't Think Twice is about an improv troupe trying to make it on an SNL style TV show. And you have Tammy, who's coming with us, who's a Second City alum, you know, comes from that world. So we have this kind of, it's certainly not a theme by any means, because our films are a wider range, array of different types, but I like to focus on that little element.
Look at the Jerry Lewis film.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually pretty cool, because I just watched that recently, and just, you know, a lot of clips I've seen, but a lot that I've never you know, I'm young, I guess.
Yes.
So I missed it. But again, yeah, it falls right into that little niche that we have.
When you announced this, and so then the, I assume the response is good, so it, that allowed it to grow. So you're assuming that you got a good thing here.
Yeah. I mean, it's the first year, so we shall see. But man, I've got zero doubts. As soon as we announced it, I got calls from people in City Hall to high school teachers. It was our most shared out of everything we've done. The news article that we announced it was the most shared thing we've ever had on Facebook. I mean, yeah. It just started ballooning.
Now, as far as the best way to see the festival and to do the festival, I know this is your first year, but you would direct people to do what?
Well, we've priced it so affordably to get the VIP pass. That's the best thing to do.
And then you can just see everything.
Yeah. So you, instead of buying tickets for an individual film, you buy 1 day, 2 day, or a VIP pass. 1 day pass, you can see everything in a day for $30, $50, see everything for 2 days. But for the $75 for a VIP pass, you get to see every show. You get into the panels. There's three different parties and a happy hour that you get access to. You get unlimited popcorn with a branded popcorn container. You get unlimited soda and coffee throughout the festival with your own travel mug with the AFF logo on it. You get a swag bag you also get priority seating, so you get to sit first before everyone else.
Nice.
That's the way to experience it.
That's a deal.
$75. You can't even buy a cheeseburger for that these days.
You can't even go see one movie for God's sakes. No, that's lovely. So that's a great way to do it and a great way to go around and to see everything. And, you know, we've been, as you say, there's many film festivals. We talk about many of them on this program. And what you see is that slowly, after time, they creep up. So they'll say, oh, we're going to do 2 days. Oh, well, now we're going to do 3 days. And, oh, geez, now we're up to 5 days. Do you see yourself doing that, something like that?
You know, I'll take it one step at a time before I commit to 5 days. You know, it really is about what serves the community best. So we'll see what the excitement interest level is. All signs point to we're going to grow and grow. And, you know, we certainly have that connection into the talent pool that can join us up here. And I think there's a lot of big things to come for the film festival.
I have 20 seconds, but when you say talent pool, is it similar in booking like the people that come up for the festival? Is it a similar pool?
Yeah, it's reaching out. It's similar and different. Different types of people, but the same. Try to use every connection you have
sure.
to get.
Well, that makes sense. The Adirondack Theater Festival presents the first international film festival in Glens Falls on October 21st and 22nd. You can find out more by going to adkfilmfestival.org, adkfilmfestival.org. Chad Rabinowitz, I thank you very much for being with us. It's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Have an awesome weekend. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be great.
Good time. adkfilmfestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.